You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning at 6:04. I'm Matt Neely on 1030 The Voice. Light traffic on our streets and freeways. Tucson weather, high today 99 degrees. Sunny, warm skies this week. Overnight low 70, then back up into triple digits, 102 tomorrow, 105 Thursday, before settling into temps a little closer to the century mark this weekend. It's currently 79 degrees in Tucson. Now it's time for Christy Simone and you to wake up Tucson.
Matt's on it. I'm not, so. But my not on it is better than most, so. We're here. So Dr. DeFilippo is coming up today. She's moved over from her Monday appearance. And then so much to catch up on over the weekend. It was interesting. I did a little overnight in Phoenix on Friday. And I was in the downtown area where there was a concert going, big concert at Footprint, plus the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks were participating in something called Baseball, something like that, Baseball. I did notice, not that I was surprised, that for every one person wearing a Diamondback jersey, there was at least 33.4 wearing a Dodgers jersey. But I will tell you that downtown Phoenix... Now, remember, Phoenix and Tempe are both run by Democrats. But for some reason, they're not morons like our Democrats. It's very interesting. So between downtown Phoenix... has anyone been to downtown Tempe lately? It kicks the hell out of the entire city of Tucson. The entire city of Tucson, right? In about 2 square miles, okay? But also run by Democrats, right? Yeah, so true. Tempe Democrats, city of... I mean, it was... it's the mayor is the lady who was married to the fraud Ruben Gallego for 3 seconds so the white woman could have a Hispanic last name.
That's Phoenix.
That's what I'm just saying. But okay. we got two D towns, sure, right. Okay? Now, don't be wrong. Phoenix has their little zone problem. But yeah. Anyway, but what I'm saying is Tempe, right, just around ASU is better than the entire city of Tucson. But here's the thing. So I'm in downtown Phoenix Friday night. They have these video screens. They stand up from the sidewalk, and it's like it has advertising, but also tells you what's going on in town, like there's a concert coming up or some sort of event. Right. And they're scattered throughout their downtown, right? The first thing me and the fam said was, how long would that last in Tucson? Probably 5 days.
Yeah, it would be more like 10 minutes. You're obviously more optimistic than I am. You know, it is 10 minutes.
I understand that. But what happened was I figured our guys and girls are so whacked out on fentanyl, it'd take them a while to figure it out. But before it was all over, it would be broke, strip of all wires.
Stripped of everything.
Right? You could never... This is why we can't have nice things, right?
Probably be burned.
Right?
You know.
They have more cops... in the city of Phoenix.
Shocking.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're hiring all of ours.
All right.
Because they're paying them real money.
If you remember, Kozachik was crying that the city of Phoenix raised the...
He was not happy.
This is why...
I don't know if he's ever happy.
It's really, one of the things, now that Steve is cleaning Frank Knott's pool...
Seems like an unhappy guy.
Okay. Is Kozachik's, one of his worst lines to portray how much of a jerkwad he was at times, all right, was he was pissed at the city for... You're going to love it. This is perfect for this city. He was pissed at the city of Phoenix for paying their cops too much.
That's right.
Dude, why'd you do that, bro?
Gonna force us to compete, bro.
There are more cops working the streets around the Diamondback game and the 21 Pilots concert on Friday night in Phoenix than is on right now with in Tucson, Arizona. Again, the shootout at the Swan and
FBI, the Biden-Harris administration is working on you know, knocking the Phoenix Police Department down a notch. They've got them under investigation.
Of course.
Because, I don't know, they're doing their job or something.
So, there are more people. We still don't know the answer of, was the amount of cops that were on at the night of the shootout at the Hookah Corral, all right? What was, how many cops were on? So it's somewhere, my guess is that somewhere between 1 and 2 for that entire division that night. But I'm sure someone will gaslight us someday about all of this.
Crime is down, Chris. You got to get regrouped. You got to get that message.
We're going to get to that. The Crime Free guys in their Labor Day newsletter have some stats and things.
Oh, my.
So.
Josh ate a couple extra gizzards. He was ready to rumble. He's like Frank Costanza. Let's rumble.
Gizzard wizard. Let's do a quick rundown of what I got here. Matt and I had to go to news organizations outside of the city of Tucson to have anyone do a news story about new missions at a giant Air Force base somewhere in the city of Tucson.
Airforce.mil, I think, has had the story, and it's not covered locally, which is weird.
Now,
I think it might be part of a new thing at Offutt Air Force Base that we can
talk if we
about.
Have time, we have Kamala Harris using her new voice.
I got a
all right, so we got the new voice where she's kind of like
I don't know what she's trying to do here.
Is it, I don't know what she's trying to do. We got that, and then my favorite one is she didn't want to talk to she had fundraising to do, so she had to get on our airplane, right, with the vice president's airplane, the flight of Detroit, so she can do some campaigning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she has her headphones on coming out of the car, so she doesn't have to talk to anybody.
Doesn't have to talk to the press. Doesn't have to answer any questions.
But it gets better. You think, oh, how can it get better than her keeping the headphones on? Just to show you what a dummy she is. And I know all of you, some of you lefty Democrat women are like, you're just being sexist. I'm just calling you what we're seeing here. She has her headphones on. And then with the headphones plugged into, it's a hardwire, plugged into her phone, she has it up against her ear as if she's talking into the phone, even though she has the headphones on. So you may want to call it sexist. I'm just pointing out dumbass behavior.
You're a loony.
Thank you. Thank you, Arthur. Dollar General's financially constrained customers are feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
I like that. We got a guy getting caught doing 100 miles an hour in a 55 on the aviation, which doesn't surprise me. We got, let's get rid of that. We fake ads endorsing Kamala Harris as the official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jeez.
We got that going for us. They're opening up an all-male migrant shelter just a few feet away from a local elementary school in Brooklyn. Sounds good. I love how this nut Tony Evers keeps referring to Tim Walz as Tom, which I love that. That's really good. One of the standard bearers of the Democrat Party.
Good.
I don't know if we'll have time to get to Justin Trudeau wrecked by a steelworker. He's doing that moment where he's walking around talking to he came out of the palace to talk to the average smucks after he, you know, had all their bank accounts frozen.
That.
We got that going for us. Let's see. Tim Walz gets run away from the press at the Minnesota State Fair. Because, you know, you had to do the folksy thing where he's, you know, trying to eat 10 corn dogs at the same time or whatever you do.
Okay.
And then someone brought up the hostages in Gaza. And
show's over. It was like, you know, the staffers, okay, we got to move on along now. It's very amusing. So the first clip I saw of that was a very brief clip where somebody says, hey, what's going on, you know, in Gaza? And, oh, sorry, got to go. And then, you know, the next thing I saw was like a minute and a half clip. And I thought, oh, maybe this will provide more context. And actually, he sat there and answered questions about like what his favorite corn dog dip was, or, you know, what was his favorite ride at the fair or whatever. And then the question of Gaza came up as, ah, we got to go. So it wasn't as if he had been standing there answering questions about Gaza, you know, for a minute.
Yeah, it was how many funnel cakes can I shove in my pie hole and keep saying the word chubby bunny.
Right. So I thought, oh, well, this will provide more context. Spoiler alert, it did not provide more context. It did, but the wrong kind of context.
So we have Jesse Kelly posts a letter from the Aurora, Colorado police officer talking about how you're getting gaslit by politicians, that the Venezuelan takeover of their town isn't so bad. And I go, that sounds interesting. That sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Someone in politics and the police gaslighting you a little bit, which is sad. KOLD does a story by Rene Romo, Inflation Beginning to Slow Nationally. Again? Mm. Again it's beginning? Matt and I have been listening to this on the Bloomberg News for what?
Daily.
For like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Rene's like, you know something? Right now it's beginning to...
Forget that everything now is like 25% higher than it was, you know, a couple of years ago. Forget that. Set that aside.
J.D. Wallace unknowingly does a comic story. Monsoon may be fading, but weeds are hanging around. We got to get to that.
Okay. You mean they don't go away with the rain clouds? I didn't know that.
Teachers unionize at the basis up in the foothills.
Oh, okay.
So we'll talk about that. Hold on, I got a few more here. Southside K-12 charter school going remote on Tuesday due to online threats.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. Businesses in Midtown push for safer streets after shooting on August 11th.
Businesses in Midtown push for safer streets, of course.
Now, the guy at Dwight's Glass and
Tint. It's also Tuesday. I mean... Thank you. Something I don't know.
What was the other one we got here? Two men arrested after traffic stop turn into drug and gun bust. I won't have time to do it today. There's two forums I need to watch. Okay, it's the Siskamani angle, and of course it's the TUSD one that happened last week.
Ah, yes.
What I love is the parts of it that I've seen. I haven't watched the whole Siskamani angle, right? But you could just, I just want to tell you, you want to talk about it's the press versus the average American, right? From what I could see, Kristen Engel was a train wreck. Train wreck. And again, everything's abortion, right? Train wreck in that, from my clips that I've seen of her, she was not ready. Arizona Republic, as I'm going through it this morning. Now, the good thing is most people in Juan's district are not, but you get, this is just perfect. You want to know how the media is the kind of the enemy of the people in a way? This is the perfect one. It said, Engel has debate. Engel puts Siskamani on defensive. Right. And you're like,
sure. Right.
You're just like, say what?
You guys watching the same thing that everybody else did? Is that your kind of take that they weren't watching the same debate you
absolutely.
Were watching?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I would say they pre-wrote the headline.
Yeah.
That's how bad it feels. So today's battle of the bands, I decided to go a rock with a little bit of, a little Southern twang, as we like to say. So it's ZZ Top against my against what my mother used to say when my brother was listening to in the old days, Lenny Skinny.
Camille is smiling right now.
Yes. ZZ Top versus Leonard Skinner for your Tuesday coming out of the shoot battle of the bands. Here we go. I saw Caitlin Schmitz jumping ship at the Tucson Agenda already, so she'll, when she does, she can do some good work. She can. you know, she leans definitely left, but she actually does some of that really expensive research that Tim Steller laments all the time. So
here's the problem I have with the She's Tucson Agenda, the Luminaria, the
Sentinel.
These guys are but especially these ones that are running off of Substack. They don't have any editorial. They don't have like an editor. I don't think newspapers have editors anymore. What am I saying? But, you know, usually it used to be they would kind of give you what the story is in the first paragraph, the who, what, where, why, and all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they're unencumbered by what has been, right? They're free to pursue the future, will be unencumbered by what has happened in the past. And so it's like reading a recipe online. They got to give you a 20-page story about what the recipe means to them. Just get to the point of what the recipe is. So give me a little something at the beginning of the story, what it's about, and then go into your flowery discussions of, anecdotal stuff.
They're inviting you into the story to get deeper, Matt.
So, yeah, okay.
We're not just here to feed you a little.
And I'm trying to decide quickly if it's worth my reading or not.
So, you know, now that we're here, we're past Labor Day, and most people have done their vacays. The kids are back in school, right? We've all have been somewhere else this summer, right? Most of us. You've been to another town, anywhere. It could be Kansas City. Hopefully you went to Nebraska, went to the Kool-Aid Drinking Hall of Fame, all of that stuff, right? And what you noticed, yes, sir?
Going.
Oh, it's not the Kool-Aid drinking hall of them.
It's not the drinking, the different implication there. But I'm sorry, keep going. I'm sorry.
Is all you got to do is come back. Yes, we would love you to listen to amazing, engaging radio here at Wake Up Tucson and KVOY. And then for all of you who you just went someplace else. That's all you had to do. And you came back here. It's obvious.
What in the hell is going on?
I mean, this is why when I talk about the media in this town, they're the number one problem is the media. Because they've been bullcrapping you mostly by the sin of omission, right? That's what it comes down to. They're not necessarily lying. It's what they don't tell you about. And then editorially here's the other thing. On the left, is there anyone with a voice that is like I don't want to say the word left. That's wrong. Is there anyone that's a Democrat, a registered Democrat, who has any sort of integrity anymore when they talk about the big issues? Right? It's certainly not Terry Pricey. He's a freaking train wreck. Right? I mean, I feel like the guy, I don't know if the guy even lives here. It feels like he's, you know, living in Reston, Virginia, you know, telling us how great things are in Tucson while there's a fentanyl guy sticking a shiv in between your left and your sixth and seventh rib. He's like, Rahina and Raul have a wonderful paradise there. Right? I mean, there really is the Keep Tucson Crappy squad, right? And that is everyone from Tim Steller to Michael Guyman, Zach Yenser, the board of the Tucson Metro Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, all these people we've maligned over years, rightfully so. They are all part of the Keep Tucson Crappy coalition. Whether they know it or not, they may not even, they think they're doing something. Again, I still love it that the Metro Chamber does their breakfast at Hacienda del Sol. That's the best. And I can just see, they're like, oh, it's Metro. It's the whole area, bro. You're like, you would never get that amount of people showing up for a $50 breakfast. Like at the old hotel, In Suite City Center right back by Yola. You would never get that. They're like, let's keep our members safe. Let's go to Hacienda del Sol for breakfast. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news to talk. All right, ZZ Top versus Lynyrd Skynyrd today on Battle of the Bands. A little Southern Fried Rock. Because of the whole Monday holiday, we're getting right into it, right? Tomorrow is the Paul Marsh Memorial at the Marana Veterans Cemetery at 12 noon. And then this Saturday, me and Doth Vonda Hayden from the Goldwater Institute are doing the Propositions Roadshow. Everything you want to know about all 77 propositions and were afraid to ask is going to happen. We will, that's going on at 8:30 in the morning. Meeting start. Get there about 8, between 8 and 8:30. Have a donut, coffee. We'll network and kibitz a little bit. And then, but you do have to let Anna know you're coming at the Northwest Republicans. Info at northwestrepublicans.com. So good. So good. Tomorrow, we got the Presidio Museum and then Shelley Keiss making her return to Wake Up Tucson. Last time she was on air, Betsy Smith was one of three emails asking Patty to never have her on the radio and kill free speech. So, Chairman Smith. Sorry, Chairwoman Smith. Oh, Freudian slip. Now, can't make it up. Matt, let's get to some Kamala action first. Can you bring up her trying to rip off my Huckleberry Foghorn Leghorn thing? Now, again, she's departing Andrews Air Force Base, heading to Detroit to campaign on our plane, and she has her hardwired headphones in. And you know what's amazing? I feel like, again, I always say it's like Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right? You can see her and Tony Hale, right, who's her little sycophant, little servant guy, who's her little manservant there, right? What do you need? What do you need, Bubba, Madam Vice President? And they're like, look, we got to walk like 50 yards from the car to the plane. Now, I have the best wireless earbuds that you can buy for the money. Okay, but because of my long hair, no one will see the earbuds. So what I want to do is we're going to stop by Radio Shack on the way to the airport. Because what I want is, let's see if we can find white plug-in headphones so they can see I'm on a big call or I'm... You know, I'm listening to a little Kid Rock on my way in, right? So I don't. It'll make it look like I'm that, because if I put the earbuds in, they won't see them, and it won't serve the purpose. So I have to have the whitest, brightest plug-in earphones, so everyone can hear that I'm quote on a call or I'm doing that. I can't take any questions because I only do pre-records with Tim Walz holding my hand and looking three times bigger than me on the camera. Right now, so she walks from the car to the stairs that go up to Air Force. We call it Air Force 2. Is that what we call that? Air Force 2, right? Air Force 2. And then as she's getting up the stairs and she turns to wave like anyone gives a damn, right? Now remember, when you have your plug phoned in, right, into your earphones, talking into the phone unit itself does nothing because everything is hooked to your earphones. And I swear to God, she puts her phone unit up to her ear as if she's talking, but she has the headphones in. Now, if Donald Trump did that, I will let you know it would be all over international news. The BBC would cancel Gaza coverage to say what a dumbass Donald Trump is. Now, let's get to this talking thing. She's done this before when she was in Georgia or North Carolina. She does this voice. Now, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if she's trying to, you know, in her mind, she's trying to sound like culturally relevant to whoever she's talking to. It's the best I can say it without me getting in trouble. Okay. Now, she's already done this before. And then the other part about this voice is on the same day when she was in Detroit, she said the same line, but without the affectation.
Without the affectation. That's exactly the way I was going to say it, yes.
And it had to do with the wondrous part of unions, because it's Labor Day, right? And again, there's been some good things that labor unions have done, and there's been some horrible things. Right. If you want to talk about the obliteration of the American educational experience, K through 12, the teachers union has been an absolute travesty. The enemy of the American student has been the teachers union. And then the suckers that follow along with them, like the three losers on the TUSD school board, this is what you get. Kids can't read, and they're just basically educationally useless. So let's get to, I feel like I want to almost charge Kamala some sort of royalty here, because it sounds like she's trying to do Foghorn Leghorn, which of course is my Chuck Huckleberry voice. But I don't know what she's doing here. So remember, she said the same line in regular Kamala voice 6 hours before. So then she shows up, what state was this for this one, Matt, that she did the voice again?
Oh, it was in the state of Detroit.
Oh, she was in Detroit. Yeah, she did it in another. So she's in, I guess, let's play it.
You better thank a union member for the 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Republicans, if you lose this, this is on you. They ran two of the worst people humanly possible for this race. I mean, you got that, right? And then at the same time, they backed that up with Tim Walz? Oh, my Lord. Lord Almighty.
Oh, Lord.
Let's, before we go to break, and we get, Joanne's going to come in early, so.
You better thank a union member.
Let's get to the crime-free kids. Happy Labor Day. I love this. This is the Crime-Free Coalition, TucsonCrimeFree.com. Happy Labor Day, big TCFC event. And then it says, crime death up. And in the news, Mayor Romero asks you to raise taxes to hide pet project costs. Now, Little Timmy, you guys sent me the column of Little Timmy on this. This is the closest he will get to some sort of integrity in a column. Then he blows it at the end. He almost got there. And then it was all over. And remember, the Crime-Free Coalition is doing the viewing of the movie Gotaways. And that's at the Maverick on the 28th. Go to TucsonCrimeFree.com. To get the tickets, and then there'll be a roundtable discussion moderated by some jackass named Christy Simone. Now, let's get to crime and death are up and in the news. Now, remember, we've been gaslit. Captain Foster from TPD, when you were quoted on saying crime is down, I don't know what you're doing, man. Who does that serve? Does it serve your officers to gaslight us? Does it serve the business owners and the citizens of Tucson, the legally upright in relation to they're not creating crime, just trying to live their life? Or does it serve the mayor? I don't know who Captain Foster is. I hope you. I don't know if you'll ever take back that, but. I know you're going to say stats are down, but your own cops are telling you no one's calling. Join us in reality, please. Crime-Free Coalition. It's been a long, hot summer. We can't trust our mayor or other elected officials, so can you just continue to say crime is down? While we see on all the news stats, plus TPD's own stats, tell us otherwise. Pedestrian deaths continue to climb primarily due to drug-addicted victims walking in the traffic. This creates two victims, including the driver. Our buses and bus stops have been taken over by victims of fentanyl addiction, making it impossible for children, school children, to safely ride what has truly become the free crime bus.
Or young teenage girls.
That's true, too. The one who was basically drugged and raped. And the mayor said all this is patently false.
Right.
There's so much going on that is not reported. There are two groups of citizens that are also dedicated to reporting crime. These local groups were created out of frustration we see out of our elected officials trying to hide their continued policy failures as a way to share the truth that's on our streets. So one's called the Tucson Nodders group on Facebook, nodding meaning that their heads are down as they're doing their fentanyl or they're whacked out. Tucson Police Scanners Group, 94,000 members. Here's some current stats from TPD. So when it comes to people dying in the streets of Tucson, we are still one year to date, we are one death ahead of last year. And then homicides, we are one ahead of last year. So where's the crime down again? I just want to let you know. So there's more meat on that bone we'll get to, but we got to go to break, visit some great sponsors of Wake Up Tucson. I appreciate them all. Make sure when you stop by, say, hey, you heard it on Wake Up Tucson. Yes, umpire John, she's trying to out Hillary with her voice. So we got that. So, all right. You are on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Again, my friend TJ Morgan, when he plays and sings his guitar, he'll always tell you there's one drunk guy who, when he screams out for any sort of request, who screams Freebird. So one day he was playing at a local resort and he didn't know I was sitting in the back. And as he's playing, I just start screaming, Freebird! All right, 6:50 in the morning, ZZ Top versus Leonard Skinner for Battle of the Bands today. And a lady who partied with ZZ Top on the beach of Santa Monica is our friend.
Maybe.
The song Party on the Patio, that was with Joanne. They were
trust
all partying.
Me, you know what? When you live at Venice Beach back in the, what was it, late 70s, early 80s? Okay. Yeah, you trust me, you did not know what was going to be there.
She was doing a vision quest on the beach.
Yeah.
So, good morning, Dr. D.
Good morning. Did you have a good weekend?
Great weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
Good family weekend. I told you I went to bed really late. Literally, I went to bed at 12:45 in the morning on Saturday, which then took me at least 2 days to catch up.
I was going to say, that's a requirement for a two-day recuperation period.
You know, and then I had a 5:45 in the morning pickleball game against Van Buren yesterday morning, so...
Oh, my goodness. We're rocking. Our boy's back from the mountains.
He is back.
Good to know. Boy, he cook a turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He always does a turkey up in Pine Top in August.
I could smell it through Facebook.
All right. So you texted me last night and yes. said that you are going to do this entire show based off of possibly one Jan Lesher memo. Yes. Is this true?
Yes. And actually...
I know you want to start off with crime stats, though.
Well,
so.
No. It's all interconnected.
Okay.
And the theme of it really is going down the rabbit hole to connect the dots to your local community.
Sure.
Okay. And in that context, I want to talk... as I was driving here, I heard you talk about crime stats.
Yep.
For many years, I've brought in funding for Southern Arizona, actually Arizona too, you know, a lot of federal money. And one of the areas that I used to bring in a lot of money for was law enforcement, especially Southern Arizona law enforcement through federal grants. And as I, early on, this had to be like in the, 2004, I want to say, 2005, 6, stuff, that era like that. And you get the crime stats, you get the incident logs.
Right, sure.
From the and I noticed all of a sudden, to my client, I won't say who it was because I don't want to disclose that at this point in time. But I said, my God, this community looks like a Currier and Ives community. What's going on? There's no crime.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I know this is a community that is riddled with crime, right?
Right.
And I'm looking at it and I said, something's wrong here. I got to go in and take a look at this because I can't justify getting the money based on these crime stats or lack thereof. And come to find out, especially along any community, I'd say a border community, but I'll say any community where there's an overabundance of federal agencies.
Right.
What happens is, you might stop someone for let's say a taillight out or something, or accident, traffic accident, and they would find like drugs in the car or paraphernalia or whatever, and then all of a sudden the feds would be called in and the local law enforcement would not get the incident report, the stat. It would get kicked up to the federal. And so it's one of the reasons why when you look at crime stats, sometimes you say, what in the world's going on here? This is, again, a Currier and Ives town.
Well, so Nogales is a perfect example of a zillion federal agents running around.
Yeah.
There's also a deterrence factor of having all these Fed guys and girls in their federal outfits and cars driving around your town.
You think so, but
Nogales is still safer than parts of Tucson.
Yeah, well, remember, you got to think of it also. It's a transportation corridor.
Yeah.
So you've got 120 minutes to get from the border to Phoenix.
Right.
You have to time it, okay?
Correct.
So, I used to refer to it as turnips falling off the back of a truck. Okay. Because that's what it is. The more you go, the turnips are falling. Your chance of getting caught, okay?
Correct.
And, you know, we've gone through these eras also of, you know, at the time I was doing incident, we didn't have a lot of these technologically advancements that we see today, especially like the scanner vehicles.
Yep, absolutely.
That are posted along the side. That's why I tell people, well, okay, whatever, you know.
Tell me about this Jan Lesher memo.
Okay, well, first, what I first want to do.
Yes.
I want to lead into the Jan Lesher memo through a Washington Examiner story that came out. And the story is by Cami Mondo out of the Washington Examiner.
Okay.
And it's talking about, I don't know what the headline is, but it was a whole article about Ruben Gallego. Representative Ruben Gallego, Democrat, Arizona, is set to introduce a slate of bills pressing the federal government to implement a comprehensive response to the fentanyl crisis at the southern border, the Washington Examiner has learned. And I'm looking at this, and I said, okay, let's take a look at this. Because remember, up until recent, I'm going to call Gallego Mr. Flip-Flop.
Oh.
Okay, Kamala is Miss Flip-Flop, okay?
Yep.
And TT is her partner, okay? You know what that acronym stands for.
No. Oh. Who? Oh.
Okay. All right. So, take a look at what he wanted to put in the men's bathrooms. Okay. Now, what we will do is, what we're going to do, and I'm looking at this and I'm like thinking to myself, wait a minute. Aren't these people supposed to be doing this as their job to begin with? Gallego says, my number one priority in Arizonan safety, which is why I'm proud to introduce these bills that will ensure we have an all-hands-on-deck response to the fentanyl crisis. I look forward to working with colleagues from both sides of the aisle to get these bills signed into law. I wanted to regurgitate at that moment when I read that, because Gallego, where have you been for 3.5 years, right? Okay, now the first bill, you're going to love this. He wants to maximize government coordination by creating a fentanyl disruption steering group within the national... Yeah, I love it. Isn't that part of what his party is? The disruption steering group within the National Security Council that would oversee the implementation of policies and directives taken by federal agencies to combat fentanyl trafficking. Excuse me. But that's just a Band-Aid on an ever-increasing problem that you've never addressed in all the time. Because remember, I don't care what Gallego says on the on his ads that are coming out. You know, this guy has been against the border close.
So, my friend, how long has Ruben Gallego been in the U.S. House of Representatives? Do you know how many years?
A long time.
10.
Yeah. Stop and think about it. What has he
done?
10
years. He was first elected in Congress in 2014. I love this. He served as the national. I didn't realize this. He served as the national chair of the Eric Swalwell 2020 presidential campaign.
Oh my god!
Which brings us to that great picture of him and Swalwell with their girlfriends on the camel.
Speedo Swalwell.
It's
you know what? I could never figure out what that connection was.
They're buds.
That's it. Okay, you know what? This fits in with our theme today, down the rabbit
but
hole.
But 10 years, he's done nothing for
yes,
the border.
Absolutely.
This is why David Hathaway, the Cochise County Sheriff who listens to this show, coming out and embarrassing himself for Katie Hobbs with Nanos 2 years ago, right? Because you knew she wasn't going to do anything for the border, right? And he says he's some sort of libertarian. I don't know what he is, okay? And then he comes out with these commercials for Gallego, a guy for 10 years who's done nothing. Nothing. And he said nothing for the last 3.5 years about fentanyl, illegal aliens blowing through the place, all of that.
Yep.
So you're dead on.
Don't even get me started on David Hathaway. Because I brought in a lot of money for that law enforcement group down there.
We have 30 seconds till break. What would you like to say before?
Well, let me say his second bill is the Anti-Fentanyl Partnership Act, which makes relevant agencies report to Congress on all public-private partnership. Excuse me, but they're supposed to be doing this anyways. Number three, to apply to the this is going to apply to the Department of Defense by requiring defense officials to analyze the possible threats the illicit fentanyl drug trade poses to U.S. defense interests. Excuse me, are these people supposed to be doing this in their jobs anyways?
The moment I heard you say the first thing Ruben Gallego wants to do to help secure the border was a steering committee.
Yeah,
we know it was pure fluff.
The Fentanyl Disruption Steering Group. I love it.
All right, we're going to get into the Jan Lesher memo when we come back.
This is a good one.
Wake up, Tucson.